This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the things all that borrowing is going to do, at least in the short to medium term, is give the economy a shot in the arm. And the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development was out with a report this morning that said the Biden plan and the other relief spending so far is going to help the U.S. economy grow almost twice as fast as expected, 6.5% this year. But as we know, that recovery looks different for different groups, especially in this pandemic, women. More than 2 million women have dropped out of the labor force since the start of 2020, a lot of them to care for children, as we've been reporting. There is an expanded child tax credit in the relief bill and billions of dollars to support child care. But as Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports, child care is still the biggest single stumbling block for women who want and often need to get back to work.
Women's participation in the workforce hasn't been this low since 1988, and women of color are disproportionately affected. Melissa Botea is the Vice President of Income, Security, and Childcare at the National Women's Law Center. She calls the administration's plan groundbreaking.
The American Rescue Plan represents a shift to an understanding that it is working people, and especially women and women of color, that are the economy.
But even a monthly child tax credit of up to $300 will not pay for full-time childcare in the United States today. In West Virginia, one of the poorest states in the country, the cost of childcare averages more than twice that, just over $600 a month. Sarah Jane Glynn, a fellow with the Center for American Progress, calls the rescue plan, quote, a down payment towards economic recovery. But she says the problem of unaffordable childcare is central.
This is an infrastructure issue. This is not about, like, let's do a sweet, nice thing for families. We literally cannot continue to grow and expand if we do not have women working, and that is dependent upon having safe, reliable, affordable childcare.
Advocates say another important step towards helping women go back to work would be raising wages, including the minimum wage, a proposal that did not make it into the relief plan. Another crucial support is pay equity. Elise Gold is with the Economic Policy Institute.
There is no paid leave option for the vast majority of workers. And so who's going to take the unpaid leave? Well, the person who's earning less.
For millions of American women, that's them. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.